Pay your fair share. I'm Jeff Stein with today's Iowa Politics Report. The predictable refrain popped up again at last week's State of the Union campaign for re-election speech, making the rich pay their fair share in taxes. I agree, the so-called rich are not paying their fair share. They're paying more than their fair share. Let's say you make $1,000 and the tax rate is 15%. That means you pay $150. If you double that income and make $2,000, with the tax rate being 15%, you would pay more than if you only made $1,000. Double that amount, in fact, $300 of taxes. So let's up that by a factor of 10 and you make $20,000. Now you pay a lot more in taxes, $3,000. So the more dollars you make, the more dollars you pay. That would be a fair share with everyone paying the same rate. But that's not how our system operates. Now, the more money you make, the higher percentage of tax you pay. You work hard, you earn money, and your reward is to have the government take a higher percentage of it away from you than if you made less. Well, that's hardly an incentive to succeed and hardly fair. So the next time one of these opportunistic politicians says the rich should pay their fair share, first ask how they define rich, and then ask why making those who earn more money pay a higher percentage is somehow fair. You might be surprised at how little money you have to make to be considered rich in their never-ending desire for more of your tax dollars. And further surprised that they cannot give you a good rationalization for making those who earn more money pay a higher percentage, except class warfare. I'm all for establishing fairness in the tax system, but that's not what you'll get under those success-punishing proposals. And that's the Iowa Politics Report for Monday, March 11, on Twitter, Instagram, Gitter, Threads, and Truth Social at Iowa Politics. I'm Jeff Stein on News Talk 1540 KXEL.